We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mistei Ilan Kedarkoi, Mistei Lovin Shloi Kedarkoi. In our Mishnah, the Girs is V'chachamim, which means our Mishnah is talking about trapping these little animals that are ruining the crop. And the Tanakham said, Tzad Nasi Ishois V'sachbar, Mistei Ilan, Mistei Lovin Kedarkoi. And Chacham, who is Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, stay Elon, that you could trap it, Kedarka, trap the animals, there it's a big hefset. But stay Alavon, it's only Shloi Kedarka. So Zokta Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ketze Kedarka, what's the example of trapping one of these small animals, Kedarka? So the way you do it is, Chayfe Guma, you dig a hole, V'toyle Bamatsuda, and you hang in the hole a net, and then the animal walks over the hole, falls into the hole, falls into the net, and gets captured. That's kedarka. Ketz shloi kedarka. Noyet shvud, umake bekardon. You take this nail, or this big beam, and you bang it with a hammer over the place where the animal is living. Animal's living under the ground. So you take this pole, or you take a hammer, and you bang the pole over the ground on top of where these animals are living. Umarda adama, the adama shakes metachtel under it, and like Rashi says, mumachosam, it crushes them and they die. So that's shloi kedarka. So the achrayim asked, that's not called trapping, that's called killing. That's not called trapping. And just say maimis, why do you have to say the whole thing? So therefore, there's another pshat here, the Rashi and Kisvi Yas is a little different pshat. He says that this is the way you dig a hole and that chases them out and they get captured. So there's a shinu here, just the way you are making a hole, and that of course, you don't mean killing them. It means you make a hole with a funny way. Usually you make a hole with a shovel. Here you make a hole in the ground with a pole and a hammer, and that's how you make a hole in the ground to get them to go out or to make a hole in order to put a trap in there. You put a trap in the hole here, in this hole, or whatever it is. You do a shinu in the maisa of doing it. That's the Rashi Kesuyat says. But Rashi over here says, killing, let's talk a little bit of our Zokta Gemara Vaita, Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Shimon says like this: Kisha Amru Mistei Lavon Shloi Kedarkai. That we said that in a field of grain, there you only allowed to trap Shloi Kedarkai, and by a stay Elon is Kedarkai. Loi Amru of a stay Lavon Hasmuch Al Ir. It's only by a Sada Lavon, a field, a grain field that's near the city. Av a stay Lavon Hasmuch Al Sada Elon, but stay Lavon a grain field that's near a orchard, near where the trees are. A filu Kedarkai. Even allowed to trap a Kedarkai. Why? Because maybe they're going to come from this field and go and ruin the trees that are next door. Shema Yeritz B'Sada Olavam Yechiv V'Solonas. They'll move from these fields and be Machriv, the Ilanois, Machriv, the trees. Now, the question Tosfos deals with is, who's Rav Shimon Elazar like? The Tanakama or the Chacham? Which means like this. Is he limiting the Tanakama? Tanakama says, stay Olavam Yechiv V'Solonas. So then, Rav Shimon Elazar is saying, no, that whole Tanakama is only if it's near a field with trees. That's he's limiting Tanakama, being Machmer, or he's being Mekel. Or he's being Mekel, that even the Chacham will hold, there has to be Shloi Kedarka, it's only when it's not next to a field of trees. But it's next to a field of trees, then even the Chacham will hold. So Tosfos brings them both Pshatim. Tosfos says, V'nirali, the Gassin Hachi, Tosfos Mil says, V'ezeh sod de lova matir in Chachavim, which means the Tanakama is being Machmer, V'ezeh stay lova matir in Chachavim, only next to the tree. This is Yeshram Shakasa of him, Kesha Omru was stay love and Shloi Kedarka, which is going on the Chum, who's Rabbi Yehuda. That when do we say stay love and Shloi Kedarka, Le Omru was stay love and Asmuchal Ear, the Kaya de Rabbi Yehuda. So there's two ways to learn. Rav Shimon Elazar is saying a limitation in the heter of the Tanakamo, or it's saying that even the Chacham, who's slash Rabbi Yehuda, even they hold that it could be Kedarka by stay love and if it's next to stay love. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, Makuris Apirtz of Moed, that if you have a breach in the fence around your field, you're allowed to fix it up. So the pshat is like this, like Smavuya in the Rishonim. You're allowed to fix it, but you can't build a brand new wall. Why not? Because a brand new wall is a Maisa Uman, and a Maisa Uman is only mutter by Hefse Meruba. But by Hefse Muat, it's not mutter. So Ketza Makrim, how do you fix it up? That's not a Maisa Uman. Rav Yisrael Vayimeh Bahutsa Vadafna. Use different type of branches. It's branches from a palm tree, and dafna is from a chestnut tree. Use little branches to fix up the breach in the fence. Rasitatana, sarvet sarva enetach mutit. You pile it up with bricks or stones, but you don't smear it with cement. that's not a ma'aseh umam, just to pile up some bricks or some stones to cover up the breach. That's not a ma'aseh umam. And here, it's considered only hefsim mu'it, therefore it's mutter. Because the hefsim is, someone might come in and steal something, it's not a hefsim meruba. Omer Rav Chisda, lo yishon al kosh lagina. This is only by a garden. Because by a garden, what's he going to steal? Some cucumbers? It's not such a big hefsim. But if it's around your chatzah, in those days, most of the tashmishim was in the chatzah, so then that wall, you allowed to bring it kedarka, you allowed to fix it kedarka, build a brand new wall on Chol HaMoed, because there it's a hefsim meruba. If you can't use your chatzah, it's a hefsim meruba, and Ganov might come to your chatzah, then you allowed to build it regularly. That's Rav Chisda's chiddush. The daf kosh lagina is where you have to do, you have to only do a patch up. But if it's kosh chatzah, you bring it kedarka. Let us try attempt to bring a raya from a tesefta to Rav Chisda. It says koisel hagoicha or hagoya l'shusharabim. A koisel that's leaning, it's in a fallen shusharabim. The loch is soiser. You could take it apart, and you rebuild the koisel and play a sakana. Because it's sakana. So what do you see from here? You see over here that you could build a wall on Chol HaMoed. It must be talking about chatzar. And you see, you could build a wall on Chol HaMoed. So it's a raya to Rav Chisda. Because what the Gina says he can't do. So it must be, it's a chatzar and it's a raya to Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, no. Hasuk tani time and play a sakana. This clearly the reason is. Because the reason you let it do this is because it's sakana. That's why you let it rebuild. That's why you let it take it down. Because it shouldn't fall and rebuild it. Because there it's going to fall on people. Therefore, you let it do it. So Mara got out of that raya. Mara says, listen, now we'll try to ask a kasha from here. Vigad Amri, Toshim, Koisel agoyle yisrabim. Koisel is leaning on yisrabim. Looks like it might fall. So you take it apart, the boyne kedarkoi, and you rebuild the kedarkoi. Pnei asakana, because it's a sakana. And it's mashed like this. Pnei asakana in. Only because sakana, you're allowed to take it down and rebuild it. Shaloim pnei asakana loy. So it's a kasher of chista. I have another case where you can rebuild a wall by a chatzah. Lemme the fifth of chista. Maybe it's a kasher of chista. On chista, no, it's not a kasher on me. Why? Because there, we're allowing you to take it apart. Take it apart, it's only mutter, but makam sakana. Hosom soysa a boina. Hacha, here, by the chatzah, just being boina, v'loy soysa, you're not taking it apart. You can't take it apart, a wall of a chatzah. Therefore, there, it says you can take it apart, it must be we're talking about dafka a sakana. Freit the Gemara, but hosom nami, list of a livni. What's the head to rebuild it over there? Just take it down. Why are you rebuilding it? So my answer is, what's the head to rebuild it? Sakana. So take it apart, finish. What's the head to rebuild it? Gemara says, "Imkay mimni v'lo yisaisa." The reason is because you might not take it down. If you can't rebuild it, you're not going to take it down. But if you're allowed to rebuild it, then you can take it down, and that it's all because of the sakana. The het is all because of the sakana. Amar Rav Ashi, my sister Dami Deka, our mission is meduyik like Rav Chisda's halacha. Rav Chisda said that a koisa of a chatzah boini kedarka. I'll bring a raya that our mishnah is a raya to that. What? It says the Tani uveshvius boini kedarka. It says the end of our mishnah that on shmita, you're allowed to build a wall kedarka. Now, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? We had yesterday a shayla. What's the chiddush about trapping on shvius? But here's another question: what's the chiddush of building a wall on shvius? Deicha, where's this wall? Ilemet the chatzer. If it's around your chatzer, shvich lemema. You now do construction on shvius. You now build a house on shvius. Like, well, what's the problem? What's the chiddush? Of course, you let it blow your nose also. What's the chiddush? Elav the gina. It must talk about the mishnah talking about a gina, which there you can hear it's a stickle shmita problem. Why? Because I'm protecting my fruit. I'm watching my fruit. So what do you see? It says v'shvius b'nei gedarka. What are we talking about? A gina. So it must be the shaloi gedarka of the mishnah. So what's talking about a gina? That says that moyed shaloi gedarka. You have to do a macroness appearance. That's talking about a gina. Mashmah, the mishnah that says you can't build the walls only talking about a gina of a chasir yakot. So shema mina, it's a raya. What we did was we proved from this mishnah that shvius is talking about a gina. Mashmah, a chasir would not have a salacha and yitaka bi kibibayna kedarkin. And that's how yitaka paskin that you could build a kibibayna by hefs meruba, you could do a maisa uman. But Tosfos speaks out that it could be Ben Chotzer L'Chotzer, where there's no Chashash Ganovim, means a wall from you to Shurabim, dear worry about Ganovim, you're allowed to build Kedarka, could have some Ruba. But let's say you have a wall between two neighbors, there already you can't build a Kedarka, why not? Because there it's not such a big Hefsim Ruba, because usually neighbors don't steal from each other, and therefore, that would not, that's how it speaks out, Ayin, Halach L'Maisa, yeah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. go into a new inyan about negaim. Rameya Omer Royin es negaim lahakel avaloy lahachmer. So as akdama, the halach is if someone finds a chas v'shalom a nega, he has to go bring it to the kohen. It's a mitzvah say v'huva el kohen. He has to bring it to the kohen. Now, the truth is that the Gemara darshan on daf zayin on base from uvayoyim herois that if it's yomtiv, you don't have to go show it to the kohen at all because the kohen doesn't have to see it at all because yomtiv you get a week off. Wait till after yomtiv. It's like a chasen also. You can wait till after shavu brachas to show it. You don't show it. But once you showed it already, let's say, and you're tamei already with this nega, now you want to know is it tar or is it tamei? All different halachas. So is a kohen allowed to see it on yomtiv or not? So Rameya Eimer Royenes and Agam Lahakav Al Hachmer. He says the kohen has a choice. He could come see the nega, and if it's tahar, he'll say tahar. If it's tamei, he'll be quiet. Therefore, he won't ruin the guy's yomtiv.
He doesn't say tahar.
No. What?
He doesn't say tahar. Well, no, it's tamei.
Right. So we'll see this. The nafkamina is because which level? The way it works by nega is a person has a nega, and they lock him up for a week. Then they see if there's any simani tumah. If no simani tumah, he waited another week. And then if there's still no Samaritan Tumah, then he becomes a Mukhlet. He becomes a Mitzayr, he has to go out of the Machna, he has to have to bring Kabbonis eventually. So if you leave him in the no man's land, the Muskar, so he didn't do anything. You left him in Muskar, you didn't leave him Mukhlet. Mukhlet means he's a certified Tummy now, he has to go out of the Machna and all those halachas. That's called a Mukhlet. A Muskar means he's just locked up, which means he's still in no man's land. So here, so if he's in the middle of a Muskar now, and the Kayin says, no, you're Tara. So then you finish. You just go to mikveh and you're good. You don't have to bring kabbalas even. And if you're tamei, he won't say anything. He's not going to make you go out of the machna. He'll just say, I'm passing me right now. Come back next week. I'll come back next week. So rainis and negam lahakar or lahachmer. The chomer no lo lahakar or lahachmer. Chomer say once you get to look at it, you have to take a psak. The kohen can't decide now. Oh, I'm not going to make a psak. Once you look at it, you got to make a psak. And since it's a chance, you might ruin the guy's yontif. Therefore, you don't look at negam at all. On Chol HaMoed, that's what Chacham say. Now Shabbos Yom Tov is Pasha, you don't look on the garment because there it's dummy to like a din. You're not have a din taira on Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed you all have din taira. So here it's a different shaila Pasha about Simchas Yom Tov. So to Gemara Tanya, Rameya Oimer, Royin as a gom lahakel al hachmer. The Gemara just brings down a brisa which gives names to the Mandiyamim. So Rameya, we have it missed already. Royin is the gom lahakel v'lo hachmer. Rav Yosi Omer loy lahakel v'lo lahachmer. You shouldn't look at the nugget at all. She'imat nizkak loy lahakel. If you're going to look at it to be mekel nizkak loy lahachmer. You also have to pass lahachmer. You can have a choice. Once you look at it, once the kohen sees it, so then he has to pass inside tamei saitar, and we don't want to ruin the fellow's yontiv. Therefore, they don't look at the nugget at all. Amar Rebbe says, and this next two lines of Rebbe will explain when we get to Amar Beis more. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divri Rameyer B'Muskar. I hold like Rameyer holds that you don't have to, that you do look at the Nega. You do look at the Nega, I hold like him by a Muskar. V'Divri Rabbi Yesi Mukhlet. And I hold like Rabbi Yesi that you shouldn't look at the Nega by a Mukhlet. Now we'll explain that more. Muskar means when you're still locked up, you're not sure if you have the Simani Tumah. And Mukhlet means when they're certified Tumah. And now the Gemara is going to go and explain these machlekes and Rameya and Rav Yosi and explain Rebbe.